Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I'm glad you are here. It is a beautiful day in Southwest Florida as I sit on my lanai and look at the water and feel the air and the beautiful blue sky as we are 2 days post the resurrection of our Lord, having celebrated Easter. I wrote a blog that you may or may not have seen, but it talked about what sets us apart and what is the symbol of our Christian faith. And a lot of people think that the symbol is the cross, but it's really not. It is the empty tomb where our Savior was resurrected. He not only was resurrected, but He foresaw and He said that this was going to happen. And it was spoken about in the Old Testament. So that empty tomb is what makes it all different for us as Christians. Today, we're going to continue our series called Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Ants. Oh, no. And we talked last episode that we live in a world where we act as if we are being chased by lions, tigers, and bears. And, well, most of the time we're not. And that keeps our brain on high alert. And that is not a state you want to live in. You want to be able to run like crazy should you need to, being chased by a lion, tiger, or bear, but you don't want to stay in that condition, your brain constantly turned on. It's not good for your brain. So today we're going to talk about a few other things that go on in life that do make us kind of sort of feel like we've got some lions, tigers, and bears, and that would be phobias. And I got to stop a minute here and give credit to our pastor. He preached a sermon some time ago and talked about phobias, and I went, oh, that's so good. I've got to write that down. And I did ask his permission to use this, and part of the next episode will be thanks to him, but it was so accurate for the stressors that go on in our lives. So I want to talk with you about some specific phobias that you may or may not ever have heard of. But what is a phobia? Well, a phobia is an overwhelming and debilitating fear of any object, place, situation, feeling, or animal. Yes, animal. When you think about spiders, is what, arachnophobia? Is that how you say it? I may not be saying that correctly, but I'm not too crazy about spiders, but I don't have a problem with stepping on them. But you show me a snake and Carol's going to get a little crazy. I should have looked up the name for the phobia of snakes, because that would be mine. But I want to talk to you about some you might have never heard of. They're kind of interesting. So there is ablutophobia, and that is the fear of bathing, cleaning, or washing. Now, we don't want to be around people that have that fear very intensely, because it's not going to be a pleasant experience, is it? The next one is really a sad one. It is aerophobia, and that is the fear of fresh air. Can you imagine not wanting to be outside and enjoy nature and in the fresh air? That is so healing and so good for our body and our brain. Well, this next one we've all got. I don't know if there's any other phobia that we all have, but it is allodoxophobia, and that is the fear of opinions. Because I'm going to tell you, there's not too many times that we care for others' opinions. You know, they say an opinion is like a nose, and we've all got one. The next one is kind of funny. It's arachibutyrophobia. Arachibutyrophobia. Rophobia. Oh, something like that. It is the fear of peanut butter getting stuck to the roof of your mouth. Well, if you've ever had hot peanut butter and it's stuck to your lip or your tongue, you're like, oh, that hurts. But getting just regular peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth, there's a phobia for that. And then arithmophobia. Now, you might think that is the fear of arithmetic, and you're close, but you're not on it just yet. It is actually more general in the fear of numbers, not just arithmetic, but numbers. And think about trying to be successful in our world today with the fear of numbers, where you couldn't keep your checkbook straight, or you didn't know how to write it out a payment, or to process your credit card, or all the millions of passwords we have to remember. The next one you'll guess, I'm sure, it's boogiephobia, and yep, it's fear of the boogeyman. That's a good fear. Euphobia is probably the saddest of all the ones we'll talk about, and it is the fear of hearing good news. That just makes me so sad for someone who just does not want to hear good news, and the fear of it, of what it would do to them to hear good news. That's That is a horrible way to live, isn't it? It's a sad situation. Our last one is a long one. Are you ready? See, can I say it? Hippopotamonstrosis cupidaliophobia. And no, it has nothing to do with hippopotamuses. One woman said it's hippopotamonstrosis cupidalio, and she thought that maybe the cupidalio might have something to do with a bicycle. So she said, I think it's a fear of hippopotamuses on bicycles, which is something I don't think any of us have ever seen. But no, hippopotamonstrosis cupidaliophobia is the fear of long words. Now, I want somebody just to take a little bit of their day and explain to me why the fear of long words is a long word. How come it couldn't have been a short word? I think that is really weird. Well, those are just a few phobias that I thought were interesting that our pastor mentioned, and it gave us all a good giggle. But, you know, if you're like me, you've spent your life with some phobias of one kind or the other, maybe just for a period of time, or maybe it's something you deal with all the time. Those phobias cause stress, and that stress is harmful to us, and it is something we need to work through. I will tell you the things in my life that have brought me stress, I have learned to handle through the help of a very excellent therapist. And I do this via Zoom. It's like I can sit in my living room and I don't have to go anywhere. Isn't that wonderful? It started during COVID, as you know, and I just kind of continued with that. And my regular appointments with my doctor are very healing for me. I can tell you that since May of 2019 to the present, I've been in 3 car accidents. There have been 3 deaths in my family. Just before that, we moved. There was COVID. I had a cancer scare. I had a brain tumor scare. And I live with a dog who just likes to bark. That's just the way it is. And that's really when I began learning about lions, tigers, and bears. And then later, I learned about ants. And we're going to talk more about that topic on our next episode. In fact, we're going to talk about something that started early in your life, and I really don't understand why. Blessings and smiles on you and your caregiving journey. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America, these people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.